technology audits, and implementation reviews. A thorough analysis of the organization is required before making IT investments. What are the firm's current networking capabilities? What is needed to get to the next stage of supply chain development? A technology audit can answer such questions. It can also help in mitigating risks and allocating technology spending. Technology audits can be performed by internal auditors or external third parties. Technology audits and later technology selection and implementation of new technology are run as projects using project management. IT audits test for system availability, security, confidentiality, and integrity. They play a critical role in compliance with the U.S. Sarbanes-Oxley Act of 2002, SOX, which requires U.S. public companies to establish adequate internal financial reporting and IT controls. Canada has a similar Bill 198, known as CSOX, for example. An IT audit should reveal that persons who approve purchase orders cannot also receive goods. The audience for a technology audit is upper management, not IT or a specific department. The audit may investigate multiple companies in the supply chain and report to a cross-enterprise executive committee or boards of directors. Technology audits include pre- and post-implementation IT reviews, system development lifecycle, SDLC reviews, and database reviews. But only post-implementation reviews are discussed more next. A post-implementation review addresses whether or not the company has received the expected return on investment, ROI. This review can also be run as a project. Reviewing lessons learned can help the next project be more successful. If the review is included as part of the initial project plan, each manager will have a strong feeling of accountability. A post-implementation review should focus on items that can be measured and therefore managed. Incentives for project team members are key to success in achieving overall supply chain goals. These incentives should include financial success as well as other measures such as customer satisfaction and quality, for example, a balanced scorecard system. Stock price is not a fair measure for IT investment because it fluctuates in response to many factors. Audits can reveal software vendor promises that were false, failure to provide the promised level of system integration, that full features of the software are not being exploited because of resistance to change or inadequate training. The results of audits are rarely entirely positive, but negative results should be used to create positive organizational change. The external auditor's recommendations on IT should include an explanation of the cost of continuing to use the existing technology versus replacement cost. A benefit-cost study from historical past estimates and true costs can show where costs were poorly estimated or overlooked. If current or prior investments had a negative ROI, the auditor should indicate how future IT can produce a positive return, such as by using add-ons to current technology.